today's 12 Minute Talk, Jonathan,
is about P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. He diddled his...
Diddy the diddler.
So I seen that pop up a couple weeks, month ago, like something, but why has it all of a sudden resurfaced? Is it like, is he guilty of something? Like, what's the deal, John? What's the deal?
It's like he's Jeffrey Epstein of the rap industry. Probably he's the fall guy for some other people, but
he done... Not Diddy.
Yeah. Diddy done diddled.
Oh, boy. So... That is not what today's topic is, actually. There's John's current events portion of the podcast. Today's 12-Minute Talk is a question submitted by Josh. What are you going to say? Josh R. And again, if you have questions, I'm urging currently, this will change at some point, currently I'm urging everybody to send these questions to support@allymediations.com. I'm trying to herd all the questions into one spot that I could sort through easily and then print them off, because we will cover some in 12 minute talks, and then, you know, sometimes it might be a full podcast. And what I would urge you to just go back and look through past episodes, because a lot of these questions have been answered 9 million times. But anyways, excuse me, today's 12-Minute Talk is brought to you by AllyMediations.com, or if you're in Midland, go by Ally Outdoors and get you some 6R. Get some. What do you know? Today's topic is about 6R. But anyways, let's go to the question. See if I can read it here in this light. Hello. I have been watching the TBH podcast, been wanting to do a 6mm ARC build. And a question about barrels. I've been looking at the 14.5 1.75 twist proof research and a 14.5 1.75 twist from Noveski, John's favorite company. The proof is 7 ounces lighter and the Noveski is about half the cost with a JP bolt included. I wanted to build a jack of all trades AR, target shooting, hunting, shit hit the fan. So my question would be, is the proof barrel that much more accurate to justify the cost difference? And would the proof barrel be a good choice for this particular build? I have no experience with carbon fiber. You seem very well educated in carbon fiber and 6ARC. Your opinion would be very much appreciated. Thanks for your time, Josh. What a great way to ask a question. You know what, Josh? We appreciate you. As it pertains to this particular subject, I do not have a 14.5 Noveski barrel. I do, however, have a 14.5 proof research, and I have three or four other rifles that have Noveski barrels. Yeah, three or four. John is a major simp for Noveski.
Yep.
Noveski is going to be a good quality. Mwah, mwah. You know, we've talked about this before. Maybe we need to do a, just, I don't know if we've done a barrels talk before. We've talked about this many times. Me personally, I have never had a bad proof research barrel, whether it be their regular stainless steel barrels or their carbon fiber wrapped barrels. Just about anywhere you go, any barrel manufacturer, I assure you, there's probably going to be someone who's had, quote unquote, a bad experience with any barrel out there. I will say, as a whole, if you're looking at quality, that sounded really weird, quality barrels such as Noveski, Improved Research, whoever Type A is using, those are really nice. There's tons of quality barrel manufacturers out there. If you buy a good quality barrel, chances are it's going to be a good quality barrel. Like, it's going to shoot good. Now, as it pertains to this particular circumstance, I'm going to, quick answer to your question is probably not. it's probably not the inflated price of carbon fiber wrap barrels is probably not going to justify. Like, it's not going to be any more accurate. I don't feel. But also, like, this very particular set of circumstance scenario, I don't have the exact answer to. Because I don't have a 14.5 six arc barrel from Noveski. I do have a 12.5 six arc Noveski barrel. The rest of my other Noveski barrels are different calibers. But I will say this, they all shoot fantastic. As far as 7 ounces, that seems like it'd be more than that. Unless the profile of the Noveski barrel is like smaller. But anyways, I'm gonna go with no, but I'm also gonna go with get whatever one you want. I guarantee they're gonna be great. Now, if you don't care about the look of a, I'll say this in general. If you don't care about the look of a carbon fiber barrel, don't buy a carbon fiber barrel. Or if you're not so dead set on cutting weight wherever it is possible and still maintaining a certain profile of barrel. I hope that said that good enough for people to understand. Meaning, say we had two 12.5 or 14.5 six arc barrels. Same diameter all the way through, same length, everything else. The carbon fiber is going to be probably close to a pound lighter if it's the same contour. Now, if it's not the same contour and everything else, like, you can get a lighter steel barrel than you can some of these carbon fiber wrap barrels. Because keep in mind, the carbon fiber wrap barrels start out as the same stainless steel blank. They essentially trim that bitch down and then put the material back in carbon fiber. Now, I'm not going to get into like the rigidity and heat retention versus heat dissipation. Like, I'm not going to get into that bullshit, but like, in this particular circumstance, you probably can't go wrong with a Noveski. I will say this. If you go with a Noveski and it comes with a gas block, my personal opinion, don't put their gas block on. Now, this is a complaint of mine as it pertains to the fit of the goddamn, like, I swear to God, when my Noveski 12.5 burns out or whatever, I'm probably just going to cut the gas block off. In fact, I had to. Yeah, that's right. So let me tell you something about them Noveski gas block roll pin. What do you call that, John? The pin that they put through there.
Big gas block pin.
You better be committed to that son of a bitch when you put that pin in. I swear to God, I have never. Okay, so when I built my 12.5 Noveski and everything else, I used their gas block and all that shit. And then I end up, here's the bad part. I did all this stuff and I end up changing my mind on what hand guard I wanted to run. And I had to pull the barrel nut off. This fucking pin seems to have been made of the hardest material known to man. I don't, because all I did with all that shit was put it in the freezer before I installed all of it. And I didn't go crazy driving that pin in. If you're unfamiliar, on this particular gas block, you have your two set screws and you have like a dowel pin. It's a gas block pin. Basically, Noveski goes ahead and drills it out for you. So, I mean, it's pretty hard. You can't mess it up. Just drive the pin in there. Now, once you decide to put that pin in, you locked into that system. Like, in fact, I had to cut mine out. But anyways, and I'm a huge proponent for bleed off gas blocks for the six arc anyway. So, long story short, I'm going to say no. It is not worth you're not going to get any better accuracy out of, well, you're not going to get, you know, whatever, $300-$400 more accuracy out of the proof research than you are over the Noveski barrel. That's just where I'm at on it. That said, if you like the way, you know, carbon fiber wrap barrels look, just go for it. But when we're comparing, apples to apples, again, just briefly talking about this stuff, because a lot of people, I feel like carbon fiber is pretty new to the AR crowd, but it's becoming more popular with some of them, especially as we travel into the long range shooting world. If we're speaking apples to apples, same lengths, same contours, your carbon fiber is going to be lighter. It depends how much lighter. But if you just like, especially with AR barrels where their contours are kind of all over the place and there's so many different contours, you can definitely get a lighter steel barrel that still performs well. And it just depends on your how you're going to be shooting this rifle. Like people get twerked off on rifle barrel contours all the time. It's like, okay, what are you doing with the rifle? Yes, there's going to be diminishing returns on barrel contour at a certain point. Like at a certain point, it's just going to open up like crazy. I mean, mostly our shooters can't shoot good anyway, so it doesn't matter. But at a certain point, there is diminishing returns on contour as opposed to heat and everything else. But you really start to see that most of all up in the larger calibers where one shot can literally smoke a thin profile barrel as far as heat goes. In this particular circumstance, I don't think you're going to be disappointed with either one. You know, that's kind of my thoughts on it. That's where I'm at. I'm going to recommend you go with the Noveski. I don't recommend don't use your gas block. Go with an adjustable gas block. Yeah. It's just my opinion, especially on the shorter gas system, 6mm arcs. Go with the adjustable gas block. I'm going to wrap this up right there. So be sure and go check out AlleyMunitions.com. Or if you're in Midland, check out Alley Outdoors. Get you a 6 arc. They have some stock. And 22 arc stuff coming. So let us know down below, what 6 arc are you running? What barrel length, twist? Do you have the proof research barrel? I'm sure somebody from the comments mad about proof research. It ain't worth the money, blah, blah, blah. You know. There's always someone. Be sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you guys next time.